Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reflection this morning is from our Old Testament, from the prophet Ezekiel, whom our Lord declares to be his watchman. You may be seated. We live amidst a host of conditional questions that look ahead toward a future that is largely uncertain. So many different scenarios and variables are possible around us that invite an infinite number of what-if questions. And because we're always looking ahead, never completely static, it could be said that we live in a kind of what-if world. Some of those questions are broad-based and have future outcomes. What if hostilities resume again in that part of the world? What if my candidate doesn't win the election? Fear not, we won't debate that this morning. Some questions are focused more on our own future benefit. If I invest in this company, will the stock value go up? If I choose this college, will my career prospects improve? If I adopt this course of medical treatment, will it work? Other what-ifs have more immediate results in view. If I ask her to marry me, will she say yes? If I put Tabasco sauce in this recipe, will it top it off perfectly or ruin it? If I look at my neighbor's test answers, will I get caught? Some questions are really two sides of the same issue. What if I ignore the problem? Will it go away? What if I confront the problem? Will that only make it worse? In every one of these what-ifs, there is an implied choice or a different or possible different consequence or outcome, and in all of them there's a great deal of uncertainty. If you don't invest, you may miss out on a real windfall. If you do, you may lose it all. If she says yes, you may be the happiest guy on the planet. If she says no, you may be sweeping up the pieces of your broken heart. On the other hand, there are some if statements in life in which the outcomes are essentially certain. Some are scientific. If you combine two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen, you will have water. Some are practical. If you don't turn in the assignment, you will have a zero. And some are cautionary. If you place your hand on the hot stove, you will get burned. The result of these conditional statements is really quite different from the litany of questions we had just considered, because in each case, the outcome is certain. Really don't have to even ask them as questions. But the scripture before us today illustrates several what-if statements that carry the certainty of the declarations of Almighty God. The results or consequences are not the least bit uncertain. And this surety needs to capture our attention again. The first of these statements is directed toward God's spokesman, the prophet Ezekiel. He is ordained to be the watchman over God's often rebellious people. And if you read through the whole book of Ezekiel, you'll find that it was often not an easy position to hold. He carried a tremendous burden in his service to God and his people. But God was calling on Ezekiel to proclaim the whole truth, however harsh that was at times to a people who needed to hear it. God declares, if you say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if God declares to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you do not warn them from their wickedness, you, Ezekiel, will be held accountable. God would not permit him to remain silent in the face of sin. He did not have the latitude to ask, "What if I just ignore the problem?" And what was true some 2,500 years ago remains true today. Those who are called to speak the word of God are commanded to call out iniquity, the sin of our day. We too cannot simply say, "What if I just ignore the problem?" The voice of the church must continue to be the voice of God's word. Whether that word is welcome in our culture, or, as seems to be increasingly the case, rejected. Those of us in the preaching task refer to this as preaching the full counsel of God. That is to say, the law of God in all its seriousness and the gospel of God in all of its pure consolation. You simply can't preach one without the other and fulfill the biblical duty of proclamation. Well, Ezekiel is also assured that his role is one of proclamation. He is not accountable for changing hearts, and neither are we. The Lord promises him, "If you warn the wicked, you are not accountable." And in that regard, we can take heart as well. Our calling, not only as pastors, but throughout the whole Christian church, is to share God's word of truth. What is done with that good news is not ultimately our responsibility. The Lord then turns his what-if emphasis toward all the people. God is cautioning against relying on the past as some kind of justification for the future. And let's face it, we are all pretty well skilled in self-justification. We might ask the question that's in view here in Ezekiel something like this: if I have a pretty good track record of being a good person, won't that be what really matters if I should stray away from God's word at some point? Well, here the word of our Lord is emphatically clear. No, that will not help. Ezekiel speaks for God as he declares, "If he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds will be remembered." You cannot appeal to God on the basis of your life's scorecard, no matter how good you think it is. Your previous record is taken into account in a worldly courtroom, and rightly so. But before God, who calls you to be holy, there is no looking back and arguing, "Hey, but I was pretty good before." As St. Paul declares also in 1 Corinthians 10, as we read this morning, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." God's word is plainly, unmistakably, even painfully clear. If you sin, you will die. However, that is not the last word of God spoken through the prophet Ezekiel, not even in our reading for this morning. Indeed, God's grace is on display every bit as much as God's wrath in these few verses. Here is the full counsel of God right before us. For Ezekiel also declares, if the wicked turns from his sins, does what is just and right, walks in the statutes of life, he shall surely live. He will not die. Now, this ought to be the sweetest answer to the question of every guilty heart. What if I've done some terrible things? What if I've failed God too many times? Can I still live in his kingdom? And God's word is again plainly, unmistakably, even joyfully clear, for the answer here is yes. To turn from one's past is to repent. And to the repentant, regenerated heart, God declares through Ezekiel, none of his sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He shall surely live. Notice that neither of God's what-if statements have questionable outcome. They declare a certainty you can build your life upon. In fact, we often affirm these certainties of God's word to be true. During much of our worship life together throughout the year, we prepare our hearts to come before our Lord with these two if statements of biblical certainty. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, if we claim to be good enough for heaven, claim that our scorecard is sufficient, we are just fooling ourselves. But if we acknowledge who we really are before God, if we repent of our failings, then notice again the promise of God that he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that through the atoning sacrifice of Christ alone. Isn't that exactly what he conveys through Ezekiel? None of our sins will be remembered against us. What an outcome that is. That is the blessing of the full counsel of God. That is the certainty of God's what-if statements. As we focused on a few weeks ago, the words of St. Paul are so appropriate again this morning. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God replaces the uncertainty of our what-ifs with the absolute assurance of his own, you will. And you can take that outcome to the bank. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, keep your own hearts and minds assured of Christ's, you will be saved, now and always. Amen.